is getting hotter. But the neon lights and the endless nights, fame took me by surprise. The doctor gave me Valium, but I still couldn't close my eyes. I still couldn't close my eyes. See or be seen. Living in the country looked good to me. Smoking grass while the summer passed in a real organic scene where everything was green. Then we had a kid and we split apart. I was living on the road. And a little cocaine and a long, long way to ease that different load. And my head did explode. My head did explode. Aztec or a runner in Peru. I could build such beautiful buildings to house the chosen few, like an Inca from Peru. It's catching up with me. It's catching up with me. I don't know how I'm standing here, living in my life. I'm thankful for my children and my faithful wife.
.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Community Radio in the 21st century.
Someone's hiding out, who can't forget about the things that people do when they're free. Like visitors from space, it's hard to find a place to blend in, go unrecognized. I'm waiting for a sign, I'm standing on the road with my mind outstretched. Something up, I'm letting something go, like a dog I'm fetching this to you. Pictures in mind, a row of poppy fields, changing gear that grinds pictures in my mind. Pictures in my brain, electrical energy, fighting drugs with pain. There's a war inside pictures in my brain. I'm looking for a job, I don't know what I'm doing. My software's not compatible with you. But this I can't deny, I know that you can fly, 'cause I'm here on the ground without you. Angel without wings, owner without things, sharpshooter without rings around you. The road we used to ride together side by side has flowers pushing through the dotted line.
Welcome to Isla Earth. How now, brown cow? With digestive fluid, you say? Along with some hay? That's how researchers are generating electricity at the University of Ohio these days, using the stuff that comes from a cow's stomach. They used fluid extracted from the rumen, the cow's largest stomach chamber, and manure. Both contain microorganisms that break down cellulose, which can power fuel cells. Cellulose was added to the rumen fluid to initiate an electrical reaction, while the manure was used as is. Seems it already contained cellulose in the form of undigested plant material. Although the amount of electricity produced was slight, the study was significant in that it represented the first time scientists had successfully used cellulose to charge what they call microbial fuel cells. Since cellulose is abundant on farms in the form of animal waste and plant residue, it holds enormous potential for providing a renewable, non-polluting energy resource. And it would be practical in countries where organic waste is as abundant as the need for affordable energy. Thanks to the cow, not only have we got milk, but we might also have a new source of clean energy. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is funded by the Annenberg Foundation's Blue Planet Initiative and produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy, because Earth is an island.
Hello, I'm Kathy Peters, president of KKFI's board of directors, asking you for your support of free range radio like you've never heard it before. The term free range means to roam and explore with relative freedom, unfettered, not confined. I don't think there's a better way to describe what our dedicated DJs and hosts do. They explore music and issues that get short shrift in commercial media, and they've been doing it that way for more than 25 years. And while KKFI's unpaid on-air DJs and hosts, of which I am one, take great pride in bringing you the best they have to offer, they take even greater care to keep expenses to a minimum, attentive to how your donation is spent to bring you the programs you love for the least dollars. We know that free-range radio is not free. In fact, it costs about $1,000 a day to operate the station. Now, you may have received a letter from me recently asking you for your support. Please consider sending a tax-deductible pledge of support for free-range radio or go online to kkfi.org to our secure website. Either way, I hope to hear from you soon, and thank you for your support of KKFI.
This week, The aftermath of the bloodiest attack on Christians in the history of Pakistan.
It's a harmless community giving a lot to that society, contributing to it. So this act is aimed to create outrage on the international level, and that's what it's done.
I'm Maureen Fiedler. That's next time on Interfaith Voices.
Tuesday at noon, right before the Jazz Disciple.
After a decades-long struggle, the Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded a contract for the construction of the South Lawrence Traffic Way at the expense of the delicate wetlands ecosystem. Some folks are not going to take this lying down. You heard of Arab Spring? Get ready for Indian Summer. Get the story on Eco Radio KC, Monday at 6 p.m.
Why do you continue to support a Nazi policy, as Obama has expressly supported this policy? Why are you supporting it?
A
real solution.
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and ask to your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time? You want me to answer the question? Yes. As you stand there with a picture of the president, defaced to look like Hitler, and compare the effort to increase health care to the Nazis, my answer to you is, as I said before, it is a tribute to the First Amendment that this kind of vile, contemptible nonsense is so freely propagated. Ma'am, trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey, Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? You maybe get away. And, like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. They just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. There's pills on the side. It's gotta be a suicide. So come and pray with my side. You won't have any sense. I pray with you to get away. I'm not crazy.
Here's the design.
You're the one that's crazy.
Here's the design.
You're trying to be crazy.
Here's the design.
They stick me in an institution. That was the only solution to get me needed. Professor, I'm protecting you from the enemy myself.
I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike. And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with her knees. Not really back to see her knees. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good deal, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm not crazy.
Here's the design.
You're the one that's crazy.
Here's the design.
You're trying to be crazy.
Here's the design.
They stick me in an institution. That was the only solution. You didn't need a professor. I'm protecting from the enemy myself. I was sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in, they pulled up a chair and they sat down, they go, Mike, we need to talk to you, and I go, okay, what's the matter, they go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems, and you've been going off for no reason, and we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody, and we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself, so we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need, and I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest.
How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say to go to pick one race, leave your suffering at my face. Watch out, they pick my head, mentally I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy, here's the dessert. You've got me crazy, here's the dessert. They take me in an institution, tell you what, the only solution. You can eat it from the ground, just take it from the enemy myself.
By car anyway.
It can't happen here. It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times, and I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas, Kansas,
Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas, Kansas. That they would freak out in Minnesota. Minnesota. Who could imagine? Freak out in Washington, D.C.
But it can't happen here. D.C., 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 D.C.,
D.C., can't happen here. Everybody's safe and it can't happen here. No freaks for us. Can't happen here. Everybody's clean and it can't happen here. No, no, it won't happen here. I'm telling you kids, it won't happen here. Plastic folks, you know it won't happen here. You're safe, mama. You're safe, baby. You just cook the TV dinner and you make it. Oh, get a TV dinner and cook it up, cook it up. Oh, and it won't happen here.
No, man, you guys.
But they would freak out in the suburbs. I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. And they thought it couldn't happen here. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here, but Susie.
Yes, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I've always loved her. Yes, I
am. Susie Cream Cheese. Susie Cream Cheese and all her infections will be benefited greatly by Obamacare. Yes.
You just got to town, and we've been very interested in your development.
Forget it.
Susie sounds angry.
It can't happen here.
But it is happening here. It's really happening. 20 minutes after the hour of midnight, I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio Program. It's the middle of the night, and you're listening to the radio, and you can call the radio station, too, and you can talk on the radio. It's an abstract concept we call talk radio.
It used to exist in the world. And for one night, every single week, it still does. All you have to do is call 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. Your unmoderated way to politely talk about what is happening in the world. And, of course, today is, I believe, the last day of September. September's over, folks. September's done with. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is October. The 10th month. The month that comes after September. The month that comes before November. The month that has Halloween in it. The month that Obamacare begins. It's official. You can do it now. You can go online to socializedmedicinedeathpanel.net. No, wait a minute. It's .gov. Or is it a .org? Socializedmedicinedeathpanel.org. And you can sign up for a healthcare exchange right now. And they will give you a predetermined date in which they will euthanize you and all your loved ones. For several reasons. Because it's a multi-pronged approach. The non-voluntary, forced compliant, how would they say that? It would be the voluntary, forced compliance, death panel euthanized program will be put into effect for various reasons. One, the primary one, submission. Number two, fear-based mind control. Number three, it'll benefit the economy. Number four, it'll be really good for the environment. You have no idea how much of an impact the death panels are going to have on our carbon footprint. We can get down to 350 parts per million carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. No problem with a little government mandated death panel euthanized program. And don't forget, Obamacare will cover all forced abortions for the poor, solving the problems of the United States of America, left and right, literally. Well, not so much the right. There aren't nearly as many poor people on the right, of course. No, that just doesn't exist. There's only poor liberal people. There's no poor right-wing people, right? Isn't that true? We mostly believe that. Because the people in the right wing, they're busy pulling themselves up by their bootstraps, working overtime at Long John Silver's so they can get that assistant manager job and move on up to maybe someday become the Herman Cain of Long John Silver's. Because didn't Herman Cain, he started off as a Godfather's delivery person, right? And worked his way up to transform that company into a meaningless corporation that nobody, who was the last person to have Godfather's pizza? Does anyone even remember that? Back in the days of going to Godfather's and getting the pizza buffet. Yeah, nobody remembers that whatsoever. So the people on the right wing, left and right, more of the left is going to be affected by the forced abortions for the poor. Mostly because left-wing people generally just appreciate abortions. It's just it's a comfort. It's like it's a warm blanket that's heavy, that keeps you sheltered from the elements. And of course, that's what we need to be sheltered from. I mean, now that Obamacare is going to start, I plan to take up several extremely unhealthy habits. Namely, I'm going to smoke anything I can get my lips on, except for e-cigarettes. You want to talk about a pointless thing to do? No, I'm going to be smoking something. I'm going to smoke chewing tobacco. I'm going to try methamphetamines through a light bulb, and I plan on. Has anyone heard of the crocodile? Yeah, get some crocodile too. I do Molly, but I'm going to cut it with gasoline first because it's a little too pure for me. Just doing what the kids are doing out there. Anyone read the Huffington Post? Rush, you know what I'm talking about. Crocodile and Molly. It's a yin and a yang thing. But now that we got Obamacare, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. Why would you take care of yourself? The government is going to take care of you. Be entered into a health exchange. You'll be able to, it'll just be like that, it'll be like the way you shop for car insurance. Be similar to those mindless Progressive commercials or those incredibly adorable Geico commercials with the little gecko guy. It won't be like those libertarian so-called groups that have those commercials that have Uncle Sam playing OBGYN and colonoscoper. Is that what you call? You have a colonoscopy and you have a colonoscoper. So the person with the colonoscoper label would be the one applying the snake, if you will. Anyone seen those commercials? They're just a little disturbing with the gigantic Uncle Sam head with grayed skin and creepy features looking to stare down the pipes of American citizens. Don't want the government involved in their health care. Well, I'm sorry, folks. The government is incredibly involved in your health care and many other aspects of your life because that's the nature of this country. It's the nature of most countries. Except for, I don't know, the ones that don't have governments because they just don't exist. Like Somalia. In Somalia, they don't have governments. They have pirates. And something called Al-Shabaab, which news to me is not a place to buy a gyro. You do not get a tornado of lamb meat with a cucumber dill sauce stuffed into a piece of pocket bread at an Al-Shabaab's. Kind of sounds like something there might be Groupons available for. No, Al-Shabaab is a terror organization. They don't sell sandwiches. You become a member and you get a free one, I think, is how that works. But I'm not advocating anyone do that. I'm just saying, in Somalia, they don't have a government. They don't have state-run health care. They don't have Obamacare or pirate care or Al-Shabaabacare. They don't have any of that. So now that Obamacare is almost here and we're all going to have, I mean, who does it matter? Do you need to take care of your health anymore? Maybe not. Maybe you do not need to do that anymore because the government is here to do it for you. Maybe it is no longer necessary. Maybe you can start, I mean, take back up tobacco, take back up alcohol, take back up whatever it is that you did that you shouldn't. You know, donuts in the morning, donuts in the afternoon, donuts in the evening. Go get some Twinkies, you know? I mean, just do it. Live it to the fullest because, you know what? When it comes down to it, you don't have to worry about it. Everyone's going to be forced to have health care except for the Amish and maybe the Muslims and the Scientologists and the Christian scientists and really anyone that abhors medicine or insurance. Say the Muslims don't. So, from what I understand, if you are a member of a religious organization that abhors the social security system, you have to be a Muslim who is of a sect of Islam that abhors social security, and you do not participate, as the Amish do not participate within the social security system. If you have opted out of social security, you too, through your religious fanaticism, you can opt out of Obamacare if you want to, if that's something you want to do, or you can opt into it. I think the concerning thing that most people have had, or I think people should have, well, maybe I don't think this is what most people have. Most people assume the price of insurance is going to go up. And they say the lines are going to get longer, and the government's going to be more involved with health care, and all these other things are going to take place. Now, I think health care, and don't call me a socialist here. Health care is kind of one of those things that's pretty important. It's more important than, you know, good old-fashioned sales or retail or customer service or anything. Not that you shouldn't have some aspects of what we consider to be comfort in our society. Well, I mean, medicine should be something that is, I don't take this the wrong way. It shouldn't really be done for profit. Am I the only one that finds that to be a little immoral? I'm not saying that doctors, if they go through, you know, I mean, the extremely rigorous amount of training that they have to go through and the time they have to invest to become medical doctors should not be reimbursed, paid well for doing so. Absolutely, they should be paid well. And then the time they have to invest and then the time they have to spend being doctors. I think doctors should be paid well. But my God, should it be a for-profit business? Because are doctors paid as well as insurance executives are paid? And let's be honest here. What Obamacare has done is guaranteed more customers for insurance companies. That's really what we're talking about. And if you talk to doctors, because I have, all doctors know that the best payer when it comes to the bills that doctors have to charge insurance companies for the services rendered, the best payer is Medicaid. The government, the United States government's the best payer. Insurance companies are not. Insurance companies don't like to pay out. They like to make money. They're for-profit businesses. But filibusters aside, all the nasty name-calling aside, I mean, I read something, said that it's on the verge of civil war, that this country is divided like a civil war. Really? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, that just speaks to the overall depressing nature of where we sit as a society, as a culture, as a once great civilization. If it's really so, if it's the idea of healthcare that will bring us to civil war in this country. I mean, before it was the idea of states' rights versus, you know, simple morality, humanism, the idea of men being men and not property, etc. That once upon a time brought the country to civil war. Now they're saying it's healthcare. And sure, it's gotten a little goofy in Washington in the last couple of years. But see, this is all good. The Tea Party's great for America. We need more lunatics in charge of this country. We need more people grinding things to an unbelievably fragmented and divided snail's pace when it comes to the federal government. Does anyone remember what it was like right after 9/11 when the United States Congress rubber stamped anything the administration did? Does anyone remember that? I mean, literally, while Rudy Giuliani was forcing firefighters to go home from Ground Zero and pitting them against the New York Police Department to destroy the crime scene of September 11th, 2001, while the fires were still burning underground, the Patriot Act was passed with very little obstacle, absolutely no obstacle, with great haste. In the United States of America, do we not remember what it was like when we had a government that was willing to operate very quickly because it was being put in a put into a little box of fear and told that if they don't act quickly, that everything will fall apart? The same thing happened right after the great Manic Depression of 2008 until question marks. Remember that? And had the Secretary of the Treasury and the administration telling Congress that things were going to fall apart. They don't pass these emergency spending bills and bailouts immediately. If we don't do it right now, the whole damn thing's going to fall apart. Well, it didn't. I mean, they still ended up spending all that money. know, let's not give misplaced credit here. But the damn government, the economy was going in that direction anyway. And will be put in that direction whenever the Federal Reserve stops its quantitative easing infinity. You're going to have problems. Because there's, you know, something that is called supply and demand capitalism. When you mess with the supply and demand of the United States dollar to the point where it's distorted into a fictitious concept, there will be a market correction at some point. There will have to be. But that's kind of a different topic. Well, not a bad topic, but a different one. Because the, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, which, come on, let's be honest here. Are we kidding ourselves if we're really, if anyone who is a politician from Texas is going to be taken seriously on the national stage? I mean, have not we learned our lesson, America? Have we learned our lesson? We cannot mess with the Texans at all. We shouldn't throw trash on the side of their highways. And we should not take their politicians seriously. At all. Not at all, folks. I'm not saying we can't appreciate some aspects of Texas. But sure we can. But we cannot take their politicians seriously. It's gotten us nowhere in this country, and we need to stop immediately. Ted Cruz tried to have a filibuster. But his colleagues from the other side of the aisle said it wasn't a filibuster. Just a long speech. And nobody was really clear on where he peed, but he did talk for a long time. And he's so confused about everything, he thought Dr. Seuss was going to be affected by Obamacare. Well, Dr. Seuss is dead. I don't believe he was a doctor either. His name was Ted, also, but he's dead. Ted's dead. Ted is dead. Stop taking these damn Texans seriously. But just appreciate the acerbic nature of politics in America. And that things are grinding to an absolute halt. It's beautiful. I'd love to see, I would personally, myself, love to see the government shut down. It'd be the best thing ever. I mean, the great drawback to the government actually being shut down, the big downside to the government being shut down, I want to be very clear on this. The only negative to the government being shut down is that national parks and monuments will be closed. And that's sad to me. Because probably one of the great aspects of the federal government is the protected National Park Service land. That would be it. And the monuments. I'm going to go with that's, those are the big ones. I mean, because everything that's essential continues on. They have money from somewhere. But they can shut the government down and Obamacare would still happen. And I don't even know that that's essential. But you shut down the national parks, and folks, some of us would be really sad. Be a really unfortunate situation. I would be bummed out. I love the parks, folks. But you know what? A lot of things still take place, even if, I mean, in the important things. I mean, your Social Security checks still get cut. You know, so it's not like the, it's not like grandma's going to get stiffed if the national park system shuts down. The national park system. Grandma will get stiffed. Actually, I've just equated in my mind the national park system to the entire federal government. Yeah, even the Native Americans would continue to get and receive benefit payments. And the Bureau of Indian Education would continue to operate at schools. And no casinos would shut down in the process either, folks. Yeah, people would continue to monitor earthquakes at the United States Geological Survey. And also volcanic activity. All these things would continue on. Grandma would get her Social Security check. And even for you militants out there, the federal military, it's not like they would shut down the global empire. That would not happen. It couldn't happen. It would also have to continue on. And a survey out says that the United States people trust themselves even less. It's at a new low. We trust ourselves even less than we did before. And I think that's the point of all this. I mean, we trust our politicians even less than we trust ourselves. Another study out says that life on Earth has another 1.75 billion years to go. Can you imagine that? We got to deal with this for another 1.75 billion years before the Earth leaves the life zone in our solar system. And then we all have to hop over to Mars or something like that. Another 1.75 billion years. It's too much. I mean, at this rate, I'm pretty sure we'd be better off with a good old-fashioned nuclear holocaust or some. I mean, because that's coming anyway. I don't care if the president of Iran and the president of the United States had a phone conversation. That doesn't matter at all. And speaking of phone conversations, you're welcome to call up and you can talk about how you feel about Obamacare. I'm sure some people out there think it's absolutely wonderful. Other people out there think it's absolutely horrible. I would love to get your opinion on it. At 816-931-5534, because your opinion does, in fact, matter. You should care what you think. You could also email the radio station, paragonradio@gmail.com. You can email KKFI, the radio show, and the National Security Agency at paragonradio@gmail.com. Everyone will get a carbon copy of that email. 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. If you're into that kind of thing, or you don't have to care at all. You could tell me something, another essential function of the government that we would risk losing if the government shut down. Because chances are if the government shuts down, it won't shut down long enough. I just did it, Jake. 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. If you'd like to, you can come up with something, another essential function of the government that we could possibly miss if the government shut down. I can't think of a single one besides the national park system. Facebook would still operate, people. The National Security Agency is funded differently. They make their own money. It's called the Zuckerberg account to run their computers. Everything that's important to you, Game of Thrones, whatever the hell that is, that would continue on. Fantasy football will continue on. all these things would continue. 816-931-5534. ParagonRadio@gmail.com. It's 15 minutes before the hour of one right here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. The absolute last day in September. See, and here we go. Nobody cares. All right, let's talk about this. What can we talk about that's not Obamacare? How about the Bible and guns? How about, is it okay to be is it okay for patriotic Americans to, I'm trying to think of how I could be insensitive here, and it's not working. What about race relations? If, do we, how do we solve that? What about gay people? What about, do we think, will people that marry their dogs get Obamacare benefits? Will that happen? Will any of these things matter at all? If you work at Walmart, do you care about yourself at all? Is working at Walmart similar to smoking PCP? 816-931-5534. It's 931-KKFI. That's kind of funny. You know, over the years that I've been on this radio station, which has been some years now, so I don't want to think too hard about that, I've noticed that there has certainly been an ebb and flow to the way people care about what's going on in the world. Now, there was a height, an apogee, if you will, of feelings that people had about stuff years ago. And nobody cares anymore. Literally, nobody cares about any of this stuff anymore. Let's go back to 2004. You have any idea how motivated, how much people gave a damn about everything that was going on? I'm going to tell you what, folks. Almost nobody cares about anything anymore. And the conversation that we have has become so ridiculously watered down with inane BS that there's almost no point in having it. But somebody called, so we will have a conversation. 816-931-5534. Get to all your phone calls right here on Community Radio in the 21st century.
I'm hanging up, guy.
You're going to hang up, guy?
I'm just kidding. From years ago, it seems. See, still call him?
Who?
The hang up guy.
Who's the hang up guy?
He's the guy that called you. He'd call you every week, hang up.
Cool.
Do you remember that?
You mean the show sucks guy?
Yes.
We didn't call him the hang up guy.
Well, sorry.
You're the guy that seems a little hung up. We're talking about the show sucks guy.
Yeah, that's right. Show sucks guy.
Show sucks guy. Yeah,
he's not a good guy.
No, he's a great guy.
He's not listening right now.
He is absolutely listening right now.
I know. We love you, show sucks guy.
He's part of the community.
Anyway, I want to tell you how horrible Obamacare is. It's all private, for profit, and it's the only reason it's less sucky is because it's less sucky than our current system. There are some rules that these insurance companies can't cream you with, but they will find a way around. Believe me, insurance companies find ways around every roadblock, and it's going to end up in about 5-10 years. It's going to end up with a national health insurance system, just like Medicare, a single-payer system, which it should have been in the first place. It's the best system that we know how to administer. And
well, with any healthcare system that comes about, it's actually going to solve a lot of the problems of this country. Is also going to have to address the economic situation that we find ourselves in, and realistically look at the economy and look in the future and go, I mean, what does it have for us? Where is the middle class in the equation here?
And the thing that blows my mind is that these so-called free marketeers are, you know, out there poo-pooing national healthcare system, when in actuality it would free up millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars in a lot of corporations, because they wouldn't be responsible for healthcare anymore.
Well, corporations that have more than 50 employees that work full time would be responsible for healthcare. I mean, that's
no,
part of it.
I'm talking about a single-payer system.
Oh, you're saying the single-payer system. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, sure, you could expand Medicaid, but what really needs to be addressed
not
is...
Not Medicaid, Medicare.
Medicare's
They're different programs.
Yeah, Medicare's for old people. Medicaid's for
no,
poor people.
No, it's for old people and disabled people.
Okay.
I'm on Medicare, thank goodness.
Well, I'm glad to hear that too, Dave. We're talking about Medicaid would be the thing to be expanded, because that's for the people who can't afford or don't have a job that affords them to have health insurance in the first place. Like folks that work at Walmart, they're on Medicaid. Po folks.
Many, yes.
But
sorry to interrupt.
But my point here is this, is that if you don't have a health insurance problem, I mean, the United States Congress's Office of Budget Management said that by 2080, if diabetes continues on the trajectory it is in now, it will literally bankrupt this country. Diabetes will become so overly expensive, it will bankrupt America. It will dwarf the GDP. Think about that. So if we don't have any type of economic address of the health and of not only the American people, but our future as members of a middle class or some sort of society of upward mobility.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to get anywhere. And I've been reduced to is that we need to have a system of forced abortions for the poor. That's all I can come up with.
You know what a friend of mine from Indiana used to say when we were in England, his motto was that every woman's firstborn should be aborted.
All right. I mean, that's Indiana is an interesting state
crazy.
Of the union. Yeah, you got it, man.
It was crazy. Anyway, I just want to tell you that
right, thanks, Dave.
Obamacare
is sucky.
Sucks, but it's a lot better than what we have now. But I'm on single payer, so I'm
yeah,
lucky.
You don't, yeah, right. Well, thank you for the Democratic argument there. We appreciate that. It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as it could suck. Or it sucks less than it does suck.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm not Democrat, I'm totally.
I didn't say you were, but that is essentially the Democratic argument. Sure, the situation sucks. Sure, none of these people. I mean, you know what I mean. But it's just like, but it doesn't suck as much as it could suck. That's why I vote Democrat, because it doesn't suck as much as a Republican.
Well, you know, I voted for the Libertarians.
God bless you for doing so, sir.
Presidential election.
Be better off voting for a third party no matter what, just for funding and debate purposes, is absolutely true. But you have to realize the lesser of the two evils argument is, you know, I mean, that's what you put forth there. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying that's essentially what your argument is. But, Dave, don't take that the wrong way. And you have a lovely day, sir, doing whatever it is you do. 816-931-5534. There might be somebody else there. I don't know. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. It's Alex from Greenwood.
Alex, how the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
But
just okay.
Well, exchanging politicians is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
But the Obamacare, I will be more than happy to be the only one in charge of my health.
Is that why you're converting yourself to being Amish? Because, you know, the Amish are exempt. The Amish are exempt from everything. Paying light bills, gas bills. They're exempt from everything except for churning their own butter.
And they have pretty good honey, too.
Right, because they know where the bees are still, because they have no cell phones to distract them.
Yep. Yeah, it's just going to be another giant system of failure.
Oh, but, I mean, come on. A giant system of failure.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen, would it?
I mean, the government of the United States of America has succeeded at some things. Let's talk about the successes of the United States of America.
well.
Nuclear bombs? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. They're really good at that.
We've gotten really good at trying to destroy civilizations and not being called Nazis by ourselves directly. No, I don't know. That might be a little too far. I mean, the American government, we've done some. I mean, the American government has done something well. What's the? What have we? What is the? Oh, the National Park Service.
Yeah.
That wasn't a total failure.
I mean, I guess the Indians did get some reservations, so that could be not a complete failure.
Right. No. And I mean, you go to any Indian lands and you get wampum and tobacco at really good prices. And not to mention the gambling is wonderful if you're into that kind of thing. Which I'm not personally, but
yeah.
Go to downtown KCK and go gambling.
Keep it local.
Well, I mean, it'll be, but what's $1 trillion anyway? I don't know. I have no concept of what that is whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a lot of games of Monopoly.
But I look forward to it. I mean, if the only solution for our economic future is forced abortions for the poor, you got to start somewhere, and maybe a death panel is that place. Because really, it'll benefit the economy. It'll benefit the environment, too. The more we kill off these parasite breathers, these feeders out there, I mean, the closer we'll get to bringing it back to the Paleolithic times.
Yeah, maybe somehow recycle and make some type of new renewable energy.
Out of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure. Certainly possible. I mean, with all the belly fat, you could certainly run something.
Gosh, I mean, all the McDonald's in the world.
Did you ever get that sample of high fructose corn syrup?
I did not.
Well, you need to get working on that. Because I'm sure, especially with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, that'd be a really good way to make
like Halloween. You could just trick or treat and just hold out your hand, Johnny. Here's my fructose corn syrup. But ouch, lady, it burns. We'll enjoy.
Like you don't complain about it in any other thing you eat.
That bastard little Johnny and his problems. Well, Alex, we appreciate your phone call. It's nice to know you're out there. You're still listening.
As always.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you again
too.
In the future. All right.
Bye.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City.